This is Today in History, September the 5th. On this day in 1836, Sam Houston is elected as the president of Texas, which earned its independence from Mexico in a successful military rebellion. And back in 1877, Chief Crazy Horse is fatally bayoneted by a U.S. soldier after resisting confinement in a guardhouse in Fort Robinson, Nebraska. A year earlier, Crazy Horse was among the Sioux leaders who defeated George Armstrong Custer's 7th Cavalry in the Battle of Little Bighorn in Montana. On this day in 1975, President Gerald R. Ford survived an attempt on his life in Sacramento, California. The assailant, a petite, red-haired, freckled-faced young woman named Lynette Squeaky Fromm, approached the president while he was walking near the California Capitol, raised a .45 caliber handgun toward him. But before she was able to fire a shot, Secret Service agents tackled her and wrestled her to the ground.
All of a sudden, a young woman dressed in a red flowing gown jumped at the president, lunged at him, and we're told she had a gun in her hand, a Secret Service.
The White House press office has now identified the woman as Lynn Ellis Fromm, 26 years old, of Sacramento, and they say that she is linked with the Charles Manson family.
Then, just 17 days later, another woman, Sarah Jane Moore, a mentally unstable accountant, tried to assassinate Ford while he was in San Francisco. Her attempt was thwarted by a bystander who instinctively grabbed Moore's arm when she raised the gun. On this day in 1957, the novel On the Road by Jack Kerouac was first published by Viking Press. And on this day in 1972, in the early morning hours of September 5th, six members of the Arab terrorist group known as Black September, dressed in the Olympic sweatsuits of Arab nations, and jumped the fence surrounding the Olympic Village in Munich, Germany, carrying bags filled with guns. Although guards spotted them, they paid little attention because the athletes often jumped the fence during the competition to return to their living quarters. But after changing into disguises, the terrorists, touting machine guns, burst into the apartments of 21 Israeli athletes and officials. Black September succeeded in taking 9 hostages before demanding the release of 234 prisoners, most of whom were Arab terrorists. The demands were categorically refused, but it was eventually agreed that the terrorists and hostages would be taken to the airport by helicopter and given a plane. The German government planned an ambush at the airport, stationing sharpshooters around the runway and officers in the airplane. However, the plan quickly disintegrated when the officers in the plane, worried about their lack of preparation, deserted. There weren't nearly enough sharpshooters to effectively take down all of the terrorists either, partly because the Germans didn't realize that 2 other terrorists had joined the Black September attack. Still, the ambush was carried out. 3 terrorists were taken out in the first wave of shots, but others were able to hide out of range. One threw a grenade into a helicopter where 5 hostages were still tied up, instantly killing them all. Another terrorist fired his machine gun into another helicopter, killing the remaining hostages. 20 hours after Black September had begun their attack, a German police official, 5 Palestinian terrorists, and 11 Israeli athletes lay dead.
Israel, mourning its dead and angered at the killers, prepares to hold a state funeral tomorrow for the 11 Olympic team members slain in West Germany. The Olympic Games are resumed after memorial services attended by 80,000 persons are held in Munich. President Nixon directs the Secretary of State to consult with other nations on international security measures against terrorists, and both houses of Congress by unanimous vote adopt a resolution calling for world isolation of any nation encouraging terrorism.
Terrorists in the media, terrorists in the forefront of society, began September the 5th in Munich, Germany, 1972, on this day in history.